We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome into the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast brought to you by SoRare. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and have actual utility? Then you should try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's SoRare.com. I'm Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined on this Tuesday, September 28th by Luis Pacheco to talk about Wednesday's Champions League slate. Luis, this feels very much like the last game week. I think it was 2 weeks ago when we did the Wednesday show after getting, meaning we previewed Wednesday slate after getting the Tuesday one completely wrong. Yep. But I think we were okay on the Wednesday one, so I'm thinking we bounce back for tomorrow's slate.
That's right. Yeah, no, we were okay. I mean, we were. I mean, I knew that today is going to be a weird one. So, you know, like you know, obviously, I just had to say that goalkeeper is not important to, you know, one goalkeeper to break the slate, right? And it is what it is, right? I felt that, I mean, I saw the lineups winning. You know, a lot of Donnarumma, lots of Mahrez, which doesn't make sense to me. But it is what it is, you know. And then, you know, Neymar wasn't good, which is okay. I mean, Real Madrid was terrible, so I'm happy, but not for my lineups. And then,
I think it was the Real Madrid being losing and after being the biggest favorite. And then I think what surprised me most was just how good Liverpool were.
Yeah, Liverpool is a machine.
And we kind of said that we thought they might not go all out just because they don't tend not to do that playing away in the Champions League. And 5-1 at Porto is a pretty big statement.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, if you saw the goals, I'm going to say the goalkeeper was very friendly today.
He may have had some money on Liverpool.
My God. Like, I mean, some of the, I mean, he's a young guy. He will learn from this. But, wow. I mean, two or three goals was really, really, really on him. Anyhow, it felt that Liverpool was all over, and you know, after I think they went up early, and then you know, Porto said, well, we don't have nothing to defend now, so just try to attack, and it's kind of like attacking with a plastic four, right? So didn't feel like much, but anyhow, you know, like I felt that, you know, but Dortmund, nobody hurts you. I mean, I thought Eden Hazard was pretty good, but they swapped him in. I'd give it to Sheriff Tiraspol. I mean, that's my team now. I really like them. They're feisty, and they play all English style, so they just cross to the box.
Yeah.
Cristiano's cross was amazing. So, you know, and then Atletico just doing Atletico things. That was it. But anyhow, but it's now, it's like another slate today. So we have the dependable Bayern Munich today. So, right.
Ooh, yeah. So, yeah, we've got Bayern Munich, huge favorite against Dynamo Kiev.
Yeah.
Man United favored at home against Villarreal. Salzburg favored against Lille. And then we've got three away favorites. Chelsea favored away to Juventus, which, you know, a few months ago I think would have been crazy to say, yeah. And now it kind of looks accurate.
Yeah.
Barcelona favored away to Benfica, and Sevilla favored away to Wolfsburg. That game has the second lowest total. Chelsea Juventus is the lowest, which is funny to see. But similar to the Real Madrid line from today, you have to assume the idea, at least, is to get as much Bayern Munich as you can, right?
Yeah, the difference is that Bayern Munich is not as friendly. So, of salaries. So,
salaries, yeah.
But, you know, on the other hand, the not as friendly salaries is compensated by the non-existent subs. Because I think Kingsley Coman is still recovering for the heart condition, yeah. Right?
Yep.
And I don't think, I mean, they can give some minutes to Jamal Musiala, but I mean, if Gnabry is fine, they should, and Sané is fine, and
yeah,
Müller still Müller, and Lewandowski still Lewandowski. So I mean, I know the Bayern is a favorite. They probably can score 5 goals, but you know, it's a. They feel they're going to play most of the game. I mean, they probably. If you want to play the forwards, you're going to have to give up the Alphonso Davies, or which is not bad. I think he's reasonably priced but expensive. So
yeah,
you know, I'm surprised that Lille is an underdog, but Salvos look pretty good against Sevilla. I mean, they missed like three penalty kicks. I think PKs, yeah. As we say in America, right? So
yeah, that game was a wacky one, but I don't know, yeah. Lille. This year's Lille is not last year's Lille, and so I think.
Yeah, it's Salzburg different coach. Yeah.
At home, yeah, Salzburg at home. I'm not sure they deserve to be underdogs to Lille, but I don't know. Yeah. I think obviously the biggest question on the slate is, do you play the 11-5 for Robert Lewandowski, who's got -330 anytime goal scorer odds, by far the highest on the slate. He's the most expensive player, but. He had his goal streak ended this past weekend. He had scored in every Bayern game in all competitions since February until last weekend when he failed to score against, I don't know if they're
Freiburg.
Friday, excuse me. Yeah.
It's fine. Friday's a weekend, right?
So. Yeah. So do you have room for Lewandowski?
I think you have to.
Yeah. It's like real scary not to.
It's tough not to. I mean, what are the options, right? Like, as we say, you know, big favorite Bayern Munich at home. I mean, we see what happened in Champions League when a big favorite then actually delivers, not like Real Madrid or Juventus last year, is, you know, yeah. Liverpool's 5 goals. I can see a 5 goal scores. I mean, Bayern Munich always scores a lot of goals. It's possible that he doesn't, but then you say, all right, what are the alternatives? You can say, we're not going to save some money, I'm going to go to Ronaldo, but Villarreal is a tough team. I mean, it's just the revenge game of the Europa League final, right?
That's right.
So it's, not an easy team to score against. And Ronaldo, you know, I didn't see as, you know, Ronaldo is older now, so he cannot play that many minutes anymore, and you know, I feel that, you know, between Ronaldo and Lewandowski, I mean, the savings are not much. Also, Bruno took the PK, right? So, you know,
oh, he missed it though.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Well, Emiliano Martinez magic. He's working his magic. He's trash talking, and you know, he's getting their head.
Big forwards on this.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lewandowski and Ronaldo, you said.
Yeah.
You got Memphis Depay,
yeah.
Romelu Lukaku. I think those are kind of the headliners that you may consider other. But my guess is you need one of them to score twice to make up for not having Lewandowski, which is why I think everybody's just going to
Lewandowski. I think so, too. And also, you know, I mean, you can play it feels like it's going to be Lewandowski and Sané or Gnabry. Well, Sané is forward, right? Gnabry is not forward because nobody knows why. But It is Ariza, and then it's Mueller, right? So it's going to be a matter of like who of the three people want to pick. I mean, of the four actually. So probably having Kimmich along them, which is being Kimmich is being scoring goals even. So it's a matter of like it's like I mean, what can you do? Say Ronaldo is the other favorite, it's not as big favorite, and then everybody else is kind of like a way favorite, right?
Yeah,
like Barcelona is a way favorite, Benfica. I don't know. It feels that. I mean, Barcelona needs a win, but is I mean, Barcelona dependable? It will be dependable. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel that there's a lot of turmoil. I mean, the pie is good, but it's not like in Netherlands with everything runs around here. You know, like Ansu Fati can come in or somebody else can come in, and I mean, you still have to pay pretty penny for him. So it's not like it's not like Neymar A5 today. Then you can, you know, move your head.
Yeah, I agree, and you're not going to play. I don't think, you know, Greenwood or like you're not going to pay $8,900 for Greenwood.
Yeah,
you have the other Bayern guys around there.
No, it just makes no sense. Absolutely. I mean, it's just if you think about it. I mean, like if who other forward can you play than you feel is going to be? You give me decent chances of with floor. Give me a goal and give me value to compensate for Lewandowski. I don't see many. I mean, Dybala is gone now. I mean, even he's against Chelsea too, which is hard to score on. I mean, you can say, well, there's after what? Like the Sevilla guys, you know, they get subbed early. I mean, Ocampos, we have played him and we've been disappointed. And
I get that guy wrong every time.
Yeah, same here. And I mean, I just don't see much around. Like, you can say, well, I'm going to save the money for Lewandowski and hope for the best, compensating with floor points. So.
Do you have any interest in the Salzburg forwards, even though you said you were surprised Leo weren't favored?
I mean, I like Adeyemi. He's a good player. I don't know how much he's in, you know. Apologize for that.
He's 7,800. He's not cheap.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not cheap. I mean, I like Jonathan David at that price, but it's just prices are not pretty good. Like, you know, Everton is 5-6 versus against Barcelona. Not that means much now, but you know, I mean, I don't mind Everton as a cheap guy, but as a guy, then you say, well, I'm going to compete with Lewandowski, and it's just going to be the savings. I don't see it, you know. I see Ronaldo, but you know, Villarreal seems a more decent team, and you see in the goal scorer odds it's a big difference in between Ronaldo and Lewandowski. So
I was trying to convince myself that Yaremchuk would be okay, but I'm not sure I can afford a 55 minute forward on this slate.
No, that's the thing. Like, it's just to play Yaremchuk, it just feels that, I mean, I will play Everton, I think, which is another 55-minute guy.
Right.
I mean, I don't know who else could be. Like, Rafa is 7,000. We have Maximilian Philipp and takes set pieces, but he scored 5 points. I saw them proud American team with my star. So, you know, you need a cheap forward. I mean, I don't know if you need a cheap forward. I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, we have some midfielders and you can play sub 5,000. Yeah. And then it's like, don't save money at forward. Just play big guns. I mean, cash, probably Bayern stack. And if you want to be different, well, get the pie instead of the other. I mean, you can do Lewandowski the pie. I'm sure maybe you see some Ronaldo Lewandowski.
I think you'll definitely see that.
Yeah, I haven't seen Telus price. It's just Draskin doesn't let me much time to do analysis. You know,
Telus is 5,700, which is fine, but I don't know.
It's fine. It's not. Oh, look at this bargain. It's not
right.
It's not like Pedro Porro 3500, but you know.
Right, right.
He did well today. I don't know how much did, but I know he's like 6-7 points.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see a way out of playing two. I mean, it's either going to be two Bayern forwards or Lewandowski and Ronaldo or maybe Memphis. I don't see Lukaku being that popular.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's still Juventus away. I mean,
yeah,
Juventus is still a good team, you know.
Yeah,
and everybody else is just, I mean, everybody else just gamble. Like Rafa Mir, I like Rafa Mir, but a 7-7 is too much. I mean, I see Luke de Jong at that price and I want to say yes, but then like that meme of the lady that is looking at the computer and say, you know, that one, I don't know. And but it's 5-3 for his Luke de Jong. I don't know. I feel Danjuma is 7,000. I was thinking maybe Danjuma, you know, he's a fast guy, counters. No,
in that price range, Ozzy in chat here brought it up. Sancho at 7,100. If he starts,
oh god,
it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad either.
I think you'd rather play him than Danjuma.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah,
I think, I mean, is you spend money on them and on the forwards, and you know, I for me, it's like I feel it's gonna be a lot of Lewandowski, Sané, Lewandowski, Depay, Lewandowski, Cristiano. I feel that's you know, Lewandowski gonna be pretty high on, and then it's, you know, if you want Sané and use some money for midfielders, or you want to go big and go Lewandowski, Cristiano, and then, you know, some punts.
There are definitely lots of midfielders you can play. Like, I think it's actually turns into more of an opportunity cost issue of like, if you play two high-priced forwards, it makes it a little tougher to play Joshua Kimmich.
Yeah.
You can still play him. It's not impossible.
Yeah.
But you're really punting in other spots, but there are plenty of midfielders. Like there are some in the 5K range that you can play. I think it's possible that, like, I don't see this being a 25-point floor game from Kimmich, but he could definitely have 3 assists. And then
exactly. I'm not, but I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, Kimmich obviously pricey. Bruno seems reasonable for his usual prices. You know, he got set pieces back, you know, so you could do that instead of like playing, you know, Ronaldo. But I mean, if you're going to play any of the expensive guys, probably you're going to go with Kimmich, which is 8-2 doesn't seem bad.
No.
You know, considering like his upside and the form he's in. And then, as you say, you know, there is like, you know, the Salzburg guys, you know, which one do you like better? I like Seawald better.
Seawald is absolutely the guy I went right to.
I used to like Sushi better, but he's now the more expensive and he missed the PK, so he's probably not going to take another one. But I obviously, you know, between Kimmich and Seawald, I mean, I like Eric Lamela, but not at that price. I just can't. It's just too much opportunity because of forward. I think I'm going to have to, the luck of the slate is going to be Xhaka if he starts instead of Yazici, because he's been taking corner kicks for this little team. And, you know, for 4,000, you can do a lot worse.
What about your boy, Danny Parejo?
I mean, I'd rather play Aronson, honestly. Yeah, I do. I mean, Danny Parejo is good. I mean, as we say, you know, he takes his pieces and everything, but he's Manchester United, you know. It's a big difference. I mean, it might take some time for sinking in that, you know, La Liga is just a small league now. I mean, it's just what it is, you know. Like, I mean, I don't think one player in Villarreal can play by Manchester United. Maybe just not one, I think. No one.
I don't think so either.
I mean, it's just the star signing, Danjuma, was in second division last year in the championship. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he was a good player, but it's not championship material. So, anyhow, but I like Parejo, but, you know, why? I mean, you can – I'd rather play Checa. At that price, is not bad. I don't know if anyone else, you know – and you can always gamble with the Salzburg guy. I mean, Lille looked pretty decent to my taste against Wolfsburg. Mm-hmm. So that makes me think about, you know, maybe get some of the Checa is not bad. I mean, he's a CC star, obviously, but he's not playing much for some reason. No. And if you go in this range, I mean, I would consider Everton. Everton won't be bad with set pieces for 5-5. I mean, I feel Everton and Dani Parejo are very similar. Dani Parejo is going to play 90, but Everton not going to play 90. But, you know, Barcelona doesn't scare anyone anymore. So
no, yeah. Definitely not.
I mean, it doesn't scare me, so mm-hmm. You know. So anyhow, so I don't know if anyone else you like. I think, you know, you can get your Bayer guys, you get Checa, or you get some of the Salzburg guys if you want. I don't see a reason to get Mason Mount or any of those guys. I just don't see it. What else, Spence? Like Locatelli? No. Barcelona guys, I mean, Coutinho is cheap, but my God, he looks washed out.
Dave, he is. I was going to like buy some so rare limited Coutinho cards, and I just watched him play, and I'm like, oof, this guy's a long way from being.
No, yeah, no, it's just, and he's not much outside. I mean, where is he going to go play? I don't know anymore. So, yeah, it's just.
Pitsy 8,100 is a funny price to see.
Yeah. Yeah, Pixie is so expensive. I guess he's not playing much, so they just get the latest scores, and you know.
I think Mount is out. Do you think? Do you give any thought to Ziyech if he starts, or is it just Juventus just not worth it?
I mean, at that price, it's not bad, but it's. I mean, Ziyech is not. It's not Ziyech Ajax. It's no, you know.
Yeah.
Berges or Tadic or those guys, I mean, they just get transformed into these machines. you know, it's just what it is, you know. Like, I mean, I was seeing the salaries today. I see Rodrigo De Paul's salary. He's like, well, this guy was awesome in Udinese. No, not anymore. Not anymore, guys. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, you have to, it's just Ziyech at 7,000. I mean, I'd rather go and play, I'd rather do the Salzburg guys, I think, better than Ziyech. And it pains me to say this, but also, you know, like in Chelsea now, is Marcos Alonso taking his corners or is Reece James out or is he injured? I think he is.
I didn't think he was all the way out, but he might be. Let me double check here.
I mean, I remember he wrecked my showdown. Yeah. One of my 325 lineups I have on Saturdays. No, and all different, unique. It's because and this is late every 10 minutes. It's like an exercise of resistance.
Tomorrow for MLS, yeah, yeah,
James. Yeah. It's just like I just, you know, and I'm not gonna complain much, but you know, I have to download every slate so I can do my analysis in my spreadsheet. It takes a long time.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Please, DraftKings, can you do one button, all bundle? Can you give me a bundle by a sport? We really appreciate it.
I like that.
As well as posting salaries early, guys.
Whoa,
anyhow, now I'm asking a Christmas miracle.
Do you have any thoughts on this Wolfsburg game? Like, do you think we just stay away from it?
I think Wolfsburg is not pretty good.
Yeah.
But I feel Sevilla is better, but I have a problem with the Sevilla playing time fantasy pieces, you know, like if Suso is 60 minutes, is it Papu Gomez is 60 minutes, is it Lamela is 60, is it, so I only can depend on the fullbacks, I think.
Yeah.
And man, I don't know, I haven't seen the prices, but yeah, so it's just you know, like, are you going to play Rakitic for a PK, or are you going to play Jordan or any of those guys? I just feel those guys are not pretty good. And then Wolfsburg, the guys that you want to play are, you know, Maximilian Arnold or Maximilian Philipp. I think they're both Maximilian, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
You know, they are kind of like, eh, you know. And then you have the big center back, the big center forward, which is like it's Luke de Jong, but from in Wolfsburg. What's his name?
I just don't think there's any. Yeah. I don't think I've ever won money playing guys from Sevilla or playing guys against Sevilla, and so that just ends up being a stay away from me.
No, it used to be fun before this new coach. They had just so many pieces. It's just it's kind of like Atletico now. I mean, like maybe Trippier goes sub on, and then you get everybody in, and then everybody's out, and nobody knows what's going on. Hey, we have a good team, right?
It was weird to see them go up a man, and it was like Trippier is the one who comes off. And it's like, wait a minute, isn't that the guy who just bombs in from the wing? And I don't know.
Yeah, he went up for Joe Felix, right? So anyhow, but
so yeah, that's all that mattered.
Yeah, Joe Felix was he's coming back. Anyhow, I just feel that game is a little bit of a fantasy wasteland. I mean, it's just players that has potential, because Lamela has potential, Acuña, Navas, those guys have potential, but you know, they're either reasonably priced or not very good price for the minutes played, and then you have other options. So you know. I'd rather know. I know that Seawall is going to get 90 minutes and Arrowson is going to get 90 minutes than go and gamble on Papu Gomez, which is not the Papu Gomez from Atalanta. So
again,
they go to the black hole. It's La Liga, black hole of fantasy.
Before we jump into defenders, do you love sports collectibles or fantasy sports? Because SoRare is blending them together to create an entirely new gaming experience. SoRare cards are officially licensed NFTs from over 180 clubs, including Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain, and Liverpool, and built on Ethereum. You truly own your collectibles, and you can use them to win rewards such as new cards or ETH. Join SoRare and connect with your favorite teams, live the game with passion, and earn weekly prizes. That's SoRare.com, SoRare.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So Alphonso Davies is the most expensive defender on the slate, which has been the opposite of what we've seen. I know in the first slate, the first game week, he was somewhere in like the 4,000 range, which was nuts. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously has no set pieces and he's not like a huge crosser, but like he's kind of an electric player. At 6,000, even as Bayern are the biggest favorite, I don't know how you get there with having to pay up for everybody else on Bayern.
Yeah, it's just tough. It's just the algorithm is kind of wonky these days. I mean, you see one Cuadrado price today. He goes back to a normal price. I mean, still leaving high, but
8,000 to 5,800 or something.
Yeah, so it's just a matter that they are, the algorithm is giving too much way to odds, I feel. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so yeah, I think that, you know, Alphonso Davies probably expensive. I mean, not necessary on the sense like, you know, does he doesn't have set pieces, so there's not that floor in there, and he's replaceable by other pieces for cheaper, I think.
I mean, we have guys I think we would normally want to play. Like, I would, if I didn't have to pay so much for Lewandowski and Kimmich and possibly another forward, like, I'd be happy to play Alonso, Cuadrado, Telles, Grimaldo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine playing those guys, but I don't know how you get there on this slate is the problem.
I agree. It's tough. Yeah, I don't see it either. So I think, yeah, I mean, like, I don't mind Alonso, but it's a way, I mean, it feels like a cagey match. Feels, yep, like, you know, yes, Alonso can do well, but, you know, like, do well for Alonso is 12 points. That's not much. I mean, it might be 2x, but for Champions League, it's not as good, right? So I feel like, you know, like, Alonso and Telles are kind of trappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, they might be good, but, you know, you never know. And then, I mean, it just depends what salary you have, right? And who plays, right? Like, you know, there's rumors that maybe Gonzalo Montiel is going to start instead of Navas to give him a rest away from home. He's 2,800 for a right back.
River Plate guy,
yeah. You know, the little guys are cheap, I think. Reinildo is usually cheap. I don't know how cheap it is this time. Reinildo is 3.7. I don't know if Brotherich is going to play, which is relatively cheap too.
I doubt he plays.
Yeah. I saw Valentino Lazaro as a defender now. I mean, he's supposed to maybe play wing back tomorrow. I mean, again, it's against Barcelona, but 4,100 for someone that might have set pieces, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what else do we have over here?
Gladbach?
Oh, he was in Gladbach, I think, for a minute. Newcastle for a minute too.
Yeah.
He belongs to Inter, I think, International.
It's a lot of clubs.
Well, you know, like, Matt Miazga is anywhere now. I mean, he still belongs to Chelsea, right? It's like he made a 20-year contract, like a contract with the devil.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's ever going to play a minute. Alaves now. North Spain team. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's playing, yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was Mallorca. Or, yeah, I thought it was
Mallorca. Well, because all the Americans go to Mallorca. Because,
yeah, that's exactly
it's
what I thought.
The guy that is on TV with Steve Nash, they own that team, yeah. I think.
Taylor Twellman, doesn't he?
Taylor Twellman, yeah. Taylor Twellman. I think he owns some part of the team.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and Steve Nash do too. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have Hopi. I don't know how you say his name, but Matthew Hope. Is it Hope or Hopi? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hope, right? Yeah, Hope. So Hope, like the hope. All right, like the feeling. All right, I'm going to say don't mind Valentino Lazaro. I mean, it depends on how much salary you have. Like, let's say I'm going to have Lewandowski and Sané, or then you're going to have Kimmich. Then it's not much salary left. So, you know, start picking cheap guys. Then, you know, might have some upside.
This is the slate where you make your lineups and you start looking and you're like, trying to find any sort of salary savings, and then you see $2,600 Giorgio Chiellini, and you say, "Oh, I could get 3 points out of that in the game with the lowest total. Why not?"
Exactly.
And then you get 2 points, and hopefully not a red card.
Exactly. You do that, or the other guy. Somebody have a guy that have a goal, and that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else? I mean, I feel that a defender is just going to depend, right? Like a you know, not sure he's a, you know, there's cheap guys for the price. There's Purvis Estupiñán, cheap. Alberto Moreno is cheap. But they're not, I'm not sure if they're going to play. So just, you know, just check the lineups in the RotoWire. Check the formation. They're great, actually. And see if those guys are cheap and, you know, put one in. And I mean,
at the very least, it just seems like for most people who are trying to make closer to optimal lineups, that paying up for goal or for defender, excuse me, is just not in the cards on this slate.
Yeah. Like I think, you know, there is a point to play Barcelona fullbacks because there's no longer the Pep possession Johan Cruyff game is Luke de Jong as center forward. So, you know, you have Serginho Dest on the left, maybe Oscar Mingueza on the right, a center back. But Barcelona has been getting behind, and when they just go and cross, and so you know you have thing against Granada. I mean, guess I have like 20 points, and Araujo scored a goal or something like that. So or Piqué, you know, Piqué goes, you know, he plays central striker when like, he's the savior. So you know,
but he really does.
Yeah,
like he really does end up playing that far forward.
Yeah, no, he does. That's that, you know, that's what he does, you know. Like anyhow, so I feel that pick your guys. I think Mingueza is not a bad play at that salary, but you know,
that Granada match, they finished with 54 crosses.
54 crosses. We love it on DraftKings, right? So yeah, so it's like so I think that. Yeah, maybe Mingueza. If you think maybe Barcelona's going to fall behind and you know they're going to have to cross. And,
Dest had 16 in that game.
Yeah, and he was on the left, right? It's not even like his normal, natural leg.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. has so many right backs. It's kind of like England. They can put a right back team.
Yeah, they got a hold.
I mean... it's amazing. Anyhow, but I don't know. Anyone you like, they say, ooh, play this guy. I just don't see anyone that is kind of like makes sense to me. I mean, I saw...
Like, there are guys that I like that I would, like I said, that I would like on any other slate. But on this one, it's just difficult to justify playing them when you have to give up guys who will kill you if you don't have them. Like, I always like Mbabu. I don't think Alexandro's price is that bad for this slate, but I'm not going to play them. As Piliqueta at 4,300, I never play him, but I actually don't think that's too bad.
Yeah.
But you're probably just better off playing Lazaro if he starts. I don't know. It's a lot of guys whose names I like that I just can't afford on this slate. And so my guess is I will literally just, when lineups come out, I'll scroll to the bottom and try to find
that's what we do. Oh.
Yeah, the cheapest green check mark I can and possibly play two of them because
probably I don't think the cheap
like one or two defenders that is going to kill me.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you. I mean, I will try. Yeah, it's just not much. I mean, at the bottom, Serginho Dest for 3.7 is not bad, but
not bad.
It's a lottery.
Like you said, you just hope they fall behind and then he just becomes Jesus Navas.
Exactly. Or maybe Bayern starts Bunasar a right back because, you know, it's just a matter. It's just hard to say anything now. What's going on with Ben Chilwell? Is he okay?
I think Tuchel just likes Alonso better.
All right. But I mean, not even a minute. I mean, that guy is just, anyhow. Oh, God.
Do you?
All right. Yeah.
Do you? Who did you play goalie today? Oh, Adon again. He was better.
He was better. Not as good as the Sheriff guy or Donnarumma. So I think did I have the worst goalie? Probably. I maybe Manyang was worse. I don't even know which one was worse, but
so do you play Boyko from Kiev because he's gonna be Wednesday's sheriff?
Let's see.
He's 3,600. And they've got Rudy at 39.
I mean, I will say yes if you. I mean, if whatever you have left. I mean, I will. This is usually my technique to do lineups now. And I do a lot of lineups because there's a lot of slates. Yeah. I put the goalie in the cheapest one first, and then I fill everything else, and then I go back to the goalie, and whatever money left, I pick the one that is closer to the what I can afford. So I think Boyko seems okay. I mean. He's probably going to be negative, but who knows? Villarreal guy seems better to me, but
I agree.
But I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be Asenjo. I guess who playing in La Liga was Rulli this weekend? If it's Rulli, it's Asenjo. It's not the other way around. I mean, it's just driving me nuts.
Yeah, just
driving me nuts for so rare, it's driving me nuts. But
I bet.
Yeah.
But I think people have made plenty of money playing goalkeepers against Ronaldo.
Yeah, definitely. Just you know, put in there. You know, obviously, I like Ivo Gerbich, but that's probably the worst one. I will try to leave 800 for Asenjo. Well, 39 actually. I'm not sure if it's gonna be Rulli. I think it's gonna be Asenjo, but you know, don't take my word because Ancelotti said he's gonna play Lunin, and he never played him. He went Courtois. I guess thank God, but you know,
maybe this weekend.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's Courtois somebody. Done because they lost to a team named Sheriff.
Sheriff Tiraspol. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody else seems a little bit whatever you can afford. I feel that, you know.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
it.
Besides, I feel Neuer is safe, but for 6,000.
I would say Neuer is significantly safer than De Gea.
Yes. Much. I feel that you either go for Neuer and you get you 10 points and maybe a save. Maybe.
He'll complete and some then, passes.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe, yeah. Sometimes he have an assist, right? And then it's like, I don't like anyone else. I mean, I don't really, because it's all away a favor. So, you know, Mendy is good, but it's Juventus.
Yeah.
Same with Chesney, so I don't want those guys. Barcelona is conceding a lot of goals. Same with Benfica. I'm not sure if I want the Benfica guy at that price. So I feel that, you know, you either go for Neuer or pick a cheap guy that you can afford and roll that dice. Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about goalkeeper. It's amazing we have the conversations as long as
this. It sucks. It sucks. Especially sucks like today. Then you go and look at the lineups. Oh, who won? Oh, Donnarumma. And it's a 1v1, 2v2. Yeah. It's Donnarumma and someone else. So everybody have Hazard, Benzema, Vinicius, and then it's someone else. Milner, Mahrez, Neymar. So I had Neymar and Milner. So Neymar didn't do well. Milner did well. Then my goalie was Adan, and obviously Adan can get to Donnarumma. So you know. So that's the nature of the beast these days.
That's right.
DFS is so much fun.
If anybody has any follow-up questions for Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patrigal. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew. Also available in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for all subscribers. Just go to rotowire.com/chat to join. If you are not a RotoWire subscriber and would like to try us out for free for 10 days, just go to rotowire.com/soccer trial. Like I said, 10 free days to the site, no credit card required. Actually gets you access to the entire site, particularly the cheat sheets and articles for our Champions League stuff that are linked below if you are watching this on YouTube. If you are watching on YouTube, if you could please hit the like button below and feel free to subscribe to the channel so you can get notified for all of the videos that we put out. And if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, if you could please rate and review it wherever you listen. Thank you to So Rare for sponsoring the podcast. And Luis, thank you for all of that information. And good luck on Wednesday.
Good luck. Good luck, everybody.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.